Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article about saving money by buying a cheaper laptop and upgrading the storage yourself. It's a pretty smart strategy if you know what you're doing.
Sounds intriguing. I'm always looking for ways to save a buck. So what's the main gist? Is it really that much cheaper?
Absolutely. The article emphasizes that laptops with larger storage capacities tend to be significantly more expensive, and they don't go on sale as often as the base models do. So, the author's advice is to snag a base model on sale and upgrade the storage yourself, potentially saving hundreds of dollars.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm not exactly a tech whiz. How difficult is this upgrade process?
Well, it depends on the laptop. The author suggests searching online for your specific laptop model, plus upgrade SSD or replace SSD to find helpful videos. Gaming laptops and business laptops are often easier to upgrade, while ultra-thin laptops can be trickier.
Got it. So finding a good tutorial is key. What about the hardware itself? What kind of storage should I be looking for?
Most laptops use standard M.2 SSDs, but you need to check the size, 2280, 2230, or 2242, and don't skimp on quality. If your laptop supports PCIe Gen 4 SSDs, go for those. They're faster. The article even recommends PC World's list of recommended PCIe Gen 4 SSDs, a good place to start.
So let me get this straight. Find a laptop on sale, make sure it's upgradable, get the right SSD, follow a tutorial. Sounds simple enough. But are there any hidden costs or downsides?
Good question. You'll need to install an operating system on the new SSD, which can be a bit of a process if you have to clone your existing drive. Also, opening up your laptop might void the warranty, especially with those thinner models. The article also stresses the importance of being careful not to damage anything during the upgrade process, which is a valid concern.
Voiding the warranty is definitely something to consider, so it's not a risk-free endeavor. Is it always worth the effort, even with those potential downsides?
It depends on the price difference. If the cost of a larger storage model is only slightly higher than buying a smaller one and upgrading it yourself, then it might not be worth the hassle. But if you find a killer deal on a base model, you could save a substantial amount. The article suggests doing the math. Compare the price of the upgraded model with the cost of the laptop and the SSD separately.
This is really helpful information. I'm much more informed now. I especially appreciate the heads up about checking upgradability and the potential warranty issues.
Definitely. Doing your research is key. It's all about weighing the pros and cons and seeing if the potential savings outweigh the risks and effort. It sounds like a great way to get a powerful laptop without breaking the bank, as long as you're careful and informed. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.